This Week in Hey the Parents, we are talking about the moms. It's not a holiday for the faint of heart, because when Mother's Day gets going, we have a variety of situations to unpack. How do you split time between your parents and significant others? What about the new moms going back to work? How do you make it special? Is going out a good idea? We discuss this and more on this episode of Hey the Parents, because sometimes Mother's Day can be a four-way tug of war. And of course, we talk about when we were younger, mishaps with our own kids, and what the supposed experts say. Because the three of us and all of you. I'm Michael Height.
I'm Sarah D.
And I'm Mike Levine.
Kids don't come with a handbook, so we need your help.
Where do babies come from?
Where do you think they come from?
Is this a kissing book?
Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
I learned it by watching you.
There are no rules in this house. Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
We sent them to the best boarding schools. We hired the best nannies. We did everything right.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf!
No drinking, no drugs, no kissing, no tattoos, no piercings, no ritual animal slaughters of any kind.
Together, we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
This is Hey Other Parents, an honest, messy, imperfect show for raising kids.
Hey, welcome back. It's us again.
Hello. What's up, guys? What's going on?
So by happenstance, by circumstance, by all those stances, Sarah D, unfortunately, is out this week as well. It turned out that Sophia's birthday is actually on Cinco de Mayo, and she had like a track meet and a bunch of other stuff, and dance rather. So she's been pretty busy, but she has promised us she will definitely be back on the next episode. So today, Mike and I are going to steer the ship. Mike, what are we talking about?
That's good, because you know why? This week we're talking about Mother's Day, and you know she's a mother. Take a break from recording. Worry about your kids. What? You know.
This is good, because maybe when Sarah listens to this, she'll be like, okay, next episode I have a rebuttal. So we'll have to see what she says about all this. So listen, so this past week, I have to tell you something really silly that happened. But we were we went to Grey Wolf Lodge over this past little break with the kiddies. We decided to get out of Dodge. And we originally were going to go to Kalahari, because that was kind of where we had gone a couple years ago. And it did us right. It was good. So it's all spread out, Kalahari. And notice I'm talking about Kalahari, not Great Wolf right now. So it's all spread out. It's all like you got like the, you know, they do this thing where like they have multiple pools that have like the kiddie set up and like the very big and relaxed, like the Lazy River, and like everything set for like spread out. Now this Great Wolf. So we decided that we were going to go to Kalahari, and we were going to book a little bit too late. And overnight the price went up like $150. So you're like, oh. So I called up Kalahari, and I was kind of like, oh, hey, we made a mistake. Is it possible? And like, there's nothing we can do for you right now. I'm like, oh, good. Okay. Thank you so much. So we so then we went through it. Like, should we just do it anyway? And we went through, and then when we went to go book it, there were like all these fees and nonsense. It would have been another $100. Like, what is happening right now? All right, so Great Wolf it is. So we went online, we looked at Great Wolf, and there were like some deals and stuff. I was wrong. I thought that Great Wolf was always more expensive than Kalahari. I got it all mixed up. But anyway, so we did check it out. We ended up going, and it turned out that Great Wolf's like a little bit smaller, I guess, in a sense. Like, they have some more stuff that like that goes on. Like, there's like a little magic thing you do with the kids. It's like bowling. There's all this other stuff.
Yeah,
so that maybe that takes up some of the space, but it's definitely not as big. So it was definitely like, we felt like we were like really on top of each other. But one of the things go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's still good though to get away with your family, whether it's Kalahari, Great Wolf, you take like a short little break, get away from the home life, and you guys get away. You know, those pool places are always really cool, you know?
Yeah, they are cool. But they're, see, like, my kids aren't like the great, crazy, like, go down like 85 feet slides and like, you know, hope for the best. They scream through the, you know, the echoing of the screams, but they do like, they like the wave pool. They like all this stuff. But one of the things that, that Grey Wolf had was this, I don't know what you call it. I guess it was like a ropes course kind of thing with like lily pads underneath that are like floating, and you have to like try to make your way across the lily pads without falling in the water. So Ethan saw this.
Like a ninja course.
Like a ninja course. Exactly. Like American Gladiator, if you want to take it old school.
Yes.
So Ethan saw this, and he was like, I don't know what got in his head, but we were like, it was, you know how like the last day, I know that you know about this, the last day, like when it's checkout time, you don't have to leave. Like, you could stay and go to the water park and just get yourself out of your room, but you don't have to leave yet. So, you know, we talked about this.
You have to leave.
Yeah, well, yeah, because, like, you know the deal. Like, you're like, how much traffic do we want to be sitting in?
Yes,
so Ethan was like, I want to try to do that lily pad thing. And we were like, and Rachel turns to me and she's like, be fun, daddy. I'm like, why is it? I always I get slack sometimes because sometimes
I get in
that, like, motive. I get that mode where I'm like, all right, I want to fight the traffic. I want to get home. And so I tried to take on this new persona called Fun Daddy. I don't know him that well. So we ended up going in the pool, and Ethan and Rachel got dressed to go in the pool. The rest of us didn't. And he proceeded to do this thing. He must have planned this out in his head. He decided he was going to, like, to do this one thing and then be done with it. And then we get changed and do a couple other things. Like, we had, like, bought a package where they had, like, you know, mini golf and bowling or something like that, whatever. So we had to, like, right. We had to get through all those things before we left, because, you know, you want to make sure you get all your money's worth, you know? Yeah, exactly. So he planned it all out. So we had this kid. He must have had this, like, a strategy in his head. He decided he's going to crawl across them and then, like, use the rope to kind of, like, make his way across. But instead of, like, holding on the whole time, like, swinging with his legs and trying to, like, hold on for dear life, he decided he's going to crawl across each one, then grab the rope, pull himself closer to the next one. And the kid freaking does it the first try. It was unbelievable. So then he wanted to repeat That's it two awesome, more. And the second man. Time, he dipped right into the water. It was pretty funny, but he did a great job. Dude. It was really cool to watch. So
it sounds like the apprentice has learned from the master. He planned his last hurrah in the pool, and I'm glad he did it. That thing can be really hard. I know I took Lucas and Ellie and Hayden to Kalahari. I think it was Kalahari recently. Recently enough. And I know that they had those like ninja things, and I'm like, they're not going to do this. They have bad hand-eye coordination. It's going to be horrible. And they surprised me.
You know? I love it. And then one thing I want to tell you about, because it's pretty funny. It's not that funny, but it's funny to us because we always laugh about these things. How, like, I don't know how this is. We talk about this. Like, I think I joke that I say ramen once an episode. We ended up going to this. what the Fun Daddy thing continued. Somehow I tried to, like, not ditch that persona right away. So I said, why don't we, like, this is the question. Okay, this is always the question when you go to one of these places. Do you stay and eat there on your last day, or do you try to go find food on the outside? You know what the deal is. You know it's going to be easy to eat there. We know that the food's going to be kind of questionable. It's going to be like one of those, you know, what do we call them? Like water park pizzas? You know the deal. Yeah. They're sort of questionable.
The cardboard pizzas.
Yeah, yeah. So we're like, all right, this is what we're going to do. I'm on my phone. I'm looking. I'm like, oh, ramen. That might be fun. So I decided we're going to try to find this ramen place. It's close by in Poconos. It got, like, really good reviews. And, like, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna get the kids together. We'll get everybody out of here. We'll go out for food, and it'll be the same price as buying cardboard pizza, and you know, it'll be good. So we ended up finding this place, and it turned out to be a really cool place. It was Shinjiro Ramen. Now, listen, I've never written a Yelp review in my life. The people there were so awesome and friendly. I was like, I have to write a review for this. This is incredible. So we get there, we get, like, you know, the whole deal with, like, you know, my kids just like my younger two, like, the noodles and the soups. We just get them the simple, like, noodles and soups, like, cheap, $3.50, done. There's one meal that's got an extra. And then Jacob, Rachel, and I got, like, more, like, grown up ramen. And we tried to be like, I tried to go gutsy. I got, like, the octopus balls. I got the we went crazy. It was awesome. Ooh. We got and I got, like, a different ramen I never had before. So, like, I think, I don't know if, like, the lady just picked up on, like, that I was just, like, digging life and I tried to be adventurous by trying, like, the yakitori with the octopus.
Trying the octopus. Yeah, yeah.
So she comes over and she's like, you know, I was telling her, this is delicious. This is so good. And then she's like showing me, like, some spices and stuff on the table. She's like, have you tried this? I'm like, no, I was afraid because it looks spicy. She's like, no, it's not spicy. Do you like sesame oil? I'm like, yeah, yeah, I like sesame oil. She's like, you'll love this. So she proceeds to show me, like, what to do and put some seasoning on the side of the bowl. Put, like, you know, like, almost like you're having a margarita, like, have the little seasoning outside. And then she says, put a couple drops of this. I try it. Dude. Unbelievable. So like, this sesame oil that totally, like, elevated the dish. It was ridiculous. And the woman was so nice. So she's like, you know, she's so sweet. She's nice. She's showing me all this food. And she's like, you come back. I'm like, what? I'm like, all right. She's like, come back during the snow season and come make sure you come back here and try the garlic ramen next time. And I'm like, I'm loving this laser. I'm like, yes, I'll be back. And Rachel's like, what are we doing? So Rachel's like, maybe we'll go take the kids snow tubing or something. Like, we've never done that before. But, you know, and I'm like, I want to go back to this. She's so nice.
You gotta come back.
I have never written a Yelp review in my life, and this woman was so sweet and the food was so good. It was such a good experience that I actually wrote, like, a 15 paragraph Yelp review that went on and on. I showed it to you, right? It's ridiculous.
That's good.
Yeah. But anyway, speaking of those great mothers out there who recommend great ramen dishes, let's get into this episode today, sir. So as a quick, a quick little overview here, it's a broad topic. But if this is the first time joining us on this podcast, Hey, the Parents, it is a chance for a few of us parents who decide that we need to join our efforts together and try to get through this, as we call it, a survival course. And maybe it's a survival course of a water park. Maybe it's a survival course of an episode like this of Mother's Day. So we decided to do this podcast where we pick a different theme or topic each week. We discuss it from the standpoint of when we were younger, what we grew up with our own parents, and then we shift over to now as adults where we did not have a handbook with our own kids. What we go through, we share some of our experiences, we learn from each other, and we feel a little bit better after we hear from the experts, and then we have each other, we have all of you. So if you have any comments, questions, suggestions, we'll tell you a little later in the show and how you can get in touch with us. And without further ado, we're going to jump right back into the main part of the podcast, and that entails the topic today. So I certainly know that, Mike, you probably have a lot of thoughts on this whole wonderful holiday. When I say wonderful holiday, it doesn't sound good. So let's start with some general thoughts on Mother's Day. Mike, why don't you start out here?
Dude, let me tell you, Mother's Day, it is it's an amazing holiday. I love it. There's nothing more that I look forward to on Mother's Day and just planning and making sure it runs right for everybody. it can be stressful.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know about you, man, but like, and it's stressful, I think, because, you know, you just want everything to go right. You know, if you have your mom around, you have your wife, you know, and you have other, you know, in-laws or your mother-in-law as well. You know, that's like three mothers that you want to make sure that all have a good day. Yeah. So it's like, if you think about it, it's like celebrating three birthdays at once. You gotta kind of make sure everybody gets, you know, a piece sung happy birthday to, or a prize or something, you know? So it's stressful.
You know what's funny?
I don't know.
Yeah, of course it is. You made me think of like the whole idea of like, you know, like Zach Morris or any other 80s show or 90s show where they try to like go on a double like a date with two women on the same episode at the same time. It never works out. You cannot split your time effectively. So this episode must be all about compartmentalizing your time and your life, because you try to make people happy and it's tricky. But I always think of our friends Rachel and Seth, because Seth jokingly, whenever we like, you know, go to dinner with them or like go to their house or whatever, he jokingly will like, you know, if he feels like he's doing a lot of the effort of like cleanup or like whatever, just like, you know, dinner, he does it like, he's not rude, but he just makes it like a funny joke with his wife. He puts like a towel on his arm like a waiter, and he's like, oh, is there anything else I can get you today? You know? So, but you have to, you know, it's that one holiday where you have to take a step back, and sometimes sometimes you have to like make it less of a Facebook Instagram perfection and more about what works for your family, because the moment you start comparing to other Facebook images, the moment you're like, what did I do wrong? How does this compare? What's going on? So remember when we talked about social media, I always say that those images and things you see online, those are the one or two good pictures out of the 200 screaming contests that happened before that and afterwards. So.
Exactly. How many times did they take that picture?
I know. Seriously, let's not even start. I want to see all 50 pictures, and then we'll have a discussion. So when I was younger, I don't know about you guys, but when we were younger, I'm thinking about this now. It's so weird, because when I thought about it from the perspective, see, the thing is, like, when you're a kid, like, you experience it the same way, but you don't have like the perspective that you have when you're an adult. So like, I feel like if you were like, I always think of like almost like Family Guy, like what like Stewie must think, you know, because like when you go into like these experiences, you think back on them now, you're like, oh, what a different lens that you have as an adult. But we used to go, and I remember like basically I have two sets of grandparents at the time that were alive. And my grandfather passed away when I was five. So it was really my grandmother who was in Queens. And then my I call them Nana and Pa. They were in Florida. They moved to Florida when I was pretty young because of my grandfather's health. He, with his breathing and stuff and asthma, he did better in warm weather. So he was in Florida. They were in Florida. We would see them different times of the year. So when it was like your typical weekend, like short holidays, you know, we would see my dad's mom. So my mom would have like the morning. And once the morning was over, it was time to go get grandma from Queens. So we'd pick her up, bring her back to the house. Grandma drama pops on, you know, channel 11, the golf goes on, we're all sitting there like, this is really exciting. So then we really had to, it was interesting because not only that was like, you know, we take her to the diner, she get the fruit salad, you know, the whole thing, whatever. So it was like, that was, my mom had this compartmentalized small little time that was about her. And I remember the thing is, with my mom, is that her birthday was and still is, it's April like 29th, so Mother's Day and her birthday very close. So there were a couple times where we may or may not have like maybe tried to like combine the two as kids.
Yes,
like,
you did a combo package.
Whoa, that let me tell you something. Apparently the coupon doesn't qualify for that holiday combination, because my mom used to be so deeply offended. She's like, don't you ever try to make me a card. That was like, what we had to make a card, you know. And then as a kid, like, I remember, like, my dad never took us like shopping, whatever, for like things. So like, it would be like, I don't understand what we were supposed to do, because my, like, we didn't go to the store to buy the gift. So I try to make stuff. So I remember we had this ridiculous, like, some art project where it was like some crafty thing. And I really think about this today. I remember being deeply offended because I would make this thing and it was, you take yarn, you wrap it around like a paper towel and you made it look pretty. Yeah. I just really know what the heck it is. And then we kind of like, you know, like change the color, change the yarn, go back over it. So I made it. I was so proud of how it came out all nice. And I took my time with it. And then I don't remember this, but I must have given it to my mom or dad like a few different times, or maybe I made multiple versions of it. And I remember them making, like, laughing about, like, oh, I guess we're getting that again. And I remember, like, feeling so offended because I took my time. And they're like, oh, you didn't get me something? I'm like, do I have a car? Was I supposed to go somewhere? So, thanks, Dad. So I remember, you know. So my sister, you know, and I text. Yeah, again.
You know, it's funny because, you know, you think about, like, what you were saying, perspectives of, like, Mother's Day. And you know, I'm thinking back to when I was younger, and I'm like, I feel like I didn't put too much emphasis on Mother's Day when I was younger. And I think that's just because, like, you know, I was a kid, you know. Now, right, as a parent, you know, and having a wife, and, you know, my, you know, grandmother, my my mother and my mother-in-law, you know, being the grandmother of my children, you know, I'm like, oh my God, I got to make sure, like, we celebrate them. And we, you know, when I was younger, I always wanted to celebrate my mom. And I did, if I remember, like, I made like little cards and things like that. But
right,
I think the pressure is on now more so, you know, now that we have our own children and things like that. But I remember when I was younger, you know, and I didn't really, like you said, we didn't really have money to go anywhere to get anything, you know, and especially mom being a single parent at the time, you know? So I was like, I had to do the best I could with the cards and the crafts at work at school. I'm like, I gotta make this work. You know, so it's just, so funny,
here's a back scratcher
or the Mother's Day boutiques that they had at school.
Yes, I'm like, okay, exactly.
I gotta pick out the best little bear and flower here. Or we made, like, you know, the flower in second grade or first grade or whatever it was, and you bring it home, you know. So yeah, back then, I guess, I don't know if Mother's Day was different now than it is back then, but I remember, you know, just trying to do the best that I could.
I mean, it was wild because I just remember, like, they had, like, the little flower sales, and then they had, like, you know, like, it would be those, like, little, like, oh, like little tulips or daisies where they were, and it was like, you know, and then they had like the little magnets, whatever, like number one mom or number one grandma. You know, that seemed to be like conflicted your mentality, because you were like, wait, how can that be number one? Like, how'd this kid number one? Why are this number one? Is that number three? Why is it, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's tricky, man. But now it's like, it's funny because you think about like how you had to split this time up, and then, you know, maybe like you had like, you know, your mom or your grandmother. And then, like, you also have, like, the other piece of it where if you're celebrating, like, a grandparent, sometimes you have, like, maybe your aunts or uncles are, like, mixed into it, too. Like, you always forget that siblings are, like, or, like, you know, whatever the siblings are of that mom are also part of it. That could add a whole different level of complication and stuff. But, you know, it's
you know what,
it was easy,
you know,
for us because, oh, go ahead.
I think what would help is a Mother's Day etiquette book. Is there one of those? Ooh. Is there somewhere?
Let me just, that must be next to our handbook about raising kids. Let me just double check.
crazy. I'm just saying, like, you know, is there rules? Is there rules for Mother's Day, bud? Like, because I need to know these rules.
That's why people
are
listening to this podcast, because we're gonna tell them about the rules. I don't know if they're gonna appreciate our perspective, but they're gonna get it. Sarah's gonna come back and she'll be like, "What did you do to the podcast? What have you done?"
I don't know.
We're gonna steer this ship into a different area. So my sister, before we jump into the present, I wrote to my sister before. I said, "Do you remember anything about Mother's Day besides Mom being annoyed about trying to combine Mother's Day and her birthday? I think we had to go out with Grandma, but I'm not sure more than that. I don't remember Dad taking us to buy her a gift." So my sister writes, "I don't recall anything about Mother's Day and her birthday other than always having bakery items. No, Dad definitely did not take us to buy her any gifts. I know he would get her daisies, her favorite flower, so I can't remember." Well, expletive. So I wrote my sister, I said, that was super informative. Thanks. I know, but she's 4 years older than me. She's supposed to remember this stuff.
I don't know what that means. On the right page.
All right. Well, listen. Right
page, because when we were younger, perspectives were different. You know, it's just it is. You know.
But speaking of that, I think there's probably so many things that we should talk about now having kids and that and all that good stuff. So why don't we jump in now time as parents, because obviously we did a terrible job of remembering when we were younger. So this is a part of the show we're discussing from the standpoint of what it's like as parents of their own kids. Sometimes we get it right. Most times we get it wrong. And sometimes we do a lot of guessing. And this is where we learn from each other. Where's Sarah? We need her right now.
Sarah, we need you.
Why don't we try to start on the positive side? And we'll discuss some ways it goes right. So what do we got here, buddy? What do you got?
Oh, dude, I know it went right when the tears start coming down the face. You know, it's all about the crying and like when you and I mean that
wait,
in the,
so tears
the good
can't
tears.
Show that it went wrong. Okay. All right.
I mean the so good tears. I mean the good tears.
It's a dark sense of humor you have, buddy. Okay.
No, you know, like when you go the sentimental route and you give your wife and your grandmother, your mother-in-law and your mother, you know, you give them good presents that make them cry because it shows how much they're appreciated and loved. That's when you know you did good.
Do you ever get like kind of like you ever get to the point, you ever feel like you got it so right that you get like a little bit of a nod? You just like give it like hand.
Oh,
over, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
Do you whisper the word sentimental as you pass across the table?
Nailed it. There was this one time I gave Taylor a book and it was like. It showed like the three kids when they were babies and as they grow up, and it had like this whole like story, and even though they're not grown up yet, but it showed them like loving her at the end. She cried for days. I'm like, yeah, you know, sentimental.
Sentimental. So listen, dads, or you know, or people that have mothers are celebrating, just make sure that you whisper the word sentimental as you pass the gift across the table. So for us, I gotta tell you, some of the things that we found are like, you know, the little things were so fun. I remember, for our family, my wife went back to work, you know, after maternity leave was over. So like, you know, it meant a lot to her when we got to Mother's Day, because by that point she had already been back at work for a bit. Two of our kids were born in the summer, and one was born in March. So for the most part, by the time Mother's Day came around, for my oldest and my youngest, my wife had already been back at work for a bit. So one of the things that she really wanted to do was go to, like to have that first experience with some of our kids, because like, you know, once they go with the grandparents, they go to daycare. So she wanted to put Jacob on the swing for the first time at the park. And that was her big thing to do. And it was kind of fun. You know, she had a big smile on her face.
Cute.
We got him like the big crazy, like, you know, the big crazy floopy fisherman hat, had to cover him up from the sun. You know, we were like the first kid, you know, you got to protect him. You got to lather him up. You got to make him ready. And then we would like, you know, we go to like an arboretum. We go like, you know, like a, just to walk around somewhere. You know, get some pictures, especially with, you know, I feel like the small drives, the local kind of things, getting out of the house when it turns into mayhem. Those are the big payoffs. Sentimental. But the thing is, if you we always try to do like a breakfast. That's like the, one of the big things is like making like, because the kids sort of get involved in that too, like making a nice Mother's Day breakfast. I don't know about the TV stuff where like people try to do breakfast in bed. I think it's a terrible idea. There's like crumbs and coffee. We don't do that. So we have coffee, we get breakfast ready. Sometimes like the mom will pretend she's still sleeping or still in the room. We try to get like breakfast ready. And I think my kids have an absolute blast with that, cooking and making like pancakes or whatever it is, you know. But did you do like a special breakfast, or do you remember doing that like early on?
Yeah, like I tried in the beginning, dude. I remember Taylor's first Mother's Day. It was I got nervous because like, OK, this is the first Mother's Day. It has to go well. You know, like, but I also have to incorporate my mother-in-law and my mom. So I think the first Mother's Day, I took all of them out to breakfast, you know, and it was her first Mother's Day, Taylor's first Mother's Day. So I wanted to kind of have the day for herself.
Yelling.
You know,
you like yelling at the oh, not yelling. Okay. Exactly.
I wanted to make it seem like, hey, you know what? Everybody's mother's here. You know, I'll take you all out in the beginning, and then you know, Taylor could have the rest of the day. We could do whatever else.
Oh, I like that.
So
okay.
I remember it going that way. I don't remember if it went so well.
I was going to ask you that. Like, how did you break away from everyone else since it was just you guys? Or was it hard?
Well, so the good thing about it was that, like, that's how I envisioned it. I'm like, oh, we'll take everybody
out
to
bill.
We'll take everybody out to breakfast. I'll pay the bill and see you later. Have a good day.
Oh, Mikey, why don't we go back to your house?
Exactly. But I was like, oh, we have to go do something else with my wife. And I think I wound up taking her to, I think it was the zoo the first. Mother's Day, and you know it went well, you know, but it was a little bit tough in the beginning. It was tough, you know, going out on Mother's Day is difficult. It's just whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you know, everything is jam packed, and especially when Mother's Day falls on a Sunday like it does every year, you know, it's just like it's just crazy. It gets crazy. You know?
Yeah, this is definitely like one of those things where like you must be like, this is early bird gets a worm or like nobody eats it all, because like if you don't go early and go, like, you either have to go really early for breakfast if you're gonna do that, or you have to go for like a weird time for dinner or something like that, because if you go like around quote unquote dinner time or around like the right time for lunch, it is gonna be a mob scene at most places, right?
Yeah, and I really think, like, when you're trying to figure out how to make it go right, I think, you know, just trying to figure out what your mothers that you're celebrating really want. I think that is key, because, you know, maybe your wife or your mother doesn't want to go out to breakfast. You know, maybe they just want to stay in for breakfast or dinner or lunch or whatever it is. And it's just tough figuring out what they want.
I have to chime in here. So, all right, listen, I feel like the times that I have got it wrong, quote unquote, is probably the times where I thought I knew better. To be honest with you, every time that I thought I quote unquote knew better, I did not know better. So like my wife was like, this is what I want. I want something low key. I should listen to make it low key. But she's like, I want to go out. I want to leave the house. So like, there is something to be said for listening. And, you know, one thing that I noticed my wife is sometimes when she said she doesn't want like a big crazy gift, she really does not want a big crazy gift. It's not like code words for like, you better give me something big. She's not like,
you better
that, you
give
know?
Me something. Yeah.
So no, she's not like that at all. So we figured some of these things out as time has gone on. But one of the big things, and I think this ties into maybe new mothers, or like maybe like, you know, thinking about even mothers going back to work after, even if it's like the second or third, whatever it is, or fifth or so, I don't know what's going on in your house. Maybe you live in a shoe. There is something that we did, and I think it, you know, maybe it was unnecessary to go like the fancy route. I thought like, you know, oh, as a grown-up, somebody's got to have a Tiffany bracelet. You know, this was like, it doesn't really matter. Honestly, you don't have to get the Tiffany bracelet, get something else. But the one thing that I got my wife was I got her like a bracelet, you know, whatever I could afford at the time. And it wasn't anything lavish, you know. And I got her these like charms that would go on it. And later we moved her to like a necklace, and it was it's just the first initial letter of each of the kids. So when a kid was born, for Mother's Day, I'd get her like, you know, the letter of their name, and then we'd add it to the necklace. So I think she really likes that, because the thing is like a new mother, good, or like a mother going back to work. It's really hard for them, because when maternity leave ends, they're not with the baby anymore. Somebody else is taking with it, and the immense guilt that they feel, even if it's like, you know, sort of unfounded, but I mean, it's there. It's nice to give them something that they could kind of like take the baby kind of with them, in a sense, like take their name with them, or something they could look down to and think about, you know, in a positive way, not look down and cry, but you know, there's something that, you know, to be said about that. And I think that we tried to like do something like that, you know, for my wife, whether it's something that sits in her desk, like the kids made like little, like a heart shape out of like two thumbprints, you know, like you put them together, it looks almost like a heart, like a little mini canvas, nice, things to like try to make it so that you have something tangible, you know, to bring with you to work or to have on you during the day, because it's not easy, you know. So that's something that kind of stuck with me as something like a nice thing to do for you know, for moms that are you know, feeling that stress of being, you know, if your wife isn't a stay-at-home mom and she goes back to work and she's separating from the kids, and something like that might be nice.
Yeah, and speaking to that, like, you know, when figuring out what mothers want, like sometimes maybe moms just want to be alone. Maybe they need some just, you know, me time, and you know, you have to provide that, you know, like, or
I mean,
maybe
like Tupac
they just
would say,
want
it could
to
be your birthday any day, you know. Why have to be a celebration? Moms want that every day.
I know. It's just like, you know, it really comes down to figuring out what, you know, trying to figure out what is best for your mother that you're celebrating. You know, like for instance, my wife right now, she's a stay-at-home mom, and you know, I think for this year, I'm just gonna give her some time to like go do her. Like if she wants to go get her nails done, she wants to get a you know, a massage or something, just to get out of the house, because she's stuck in the house with three kids all the time. You know, so like maybe she just needs a break. Or maybe she just doesn't want a break and I'm totally reading this wrong, and she wants to be out with her family and celebrating stuff. So I think it just comes down to trying to figure out exactly what they want, you know.
I think most of our listeners would probably say do the right thing and give her a kid to take with her.
Ooh.
No, I'm kidding. Don't do that.
I don't know.
No, but you know, I like what Mike said, because
going with that.
No, I was only kidding. So no, I mean, it's saying go ahead and do your nails by yourself. Why don't you take a kid with you? No, but I think like but that's true though. I think you have to like really get an understanding of what, you know, what your wife wants, because, or your spouse or your significant other, because like the thing is like my wife doesn't want to have a day without her kids. That's what, you know, I mean, she's a mom because she has kids. So for her and because of where she is right now, that she wants to be with her kids, because she works pretty late hours and stuff sometimes in the city, and she comes home, whatever else. So it's nice to have a day where she could kind of have some time with the kids. So like for someone like my wife who wants that, there's nothing wrong. And like, I try to get her like either a nail appointment or like a gift card for like a mini massage or whatever else it is, for something small part of the day, and then she could do that and then come home and spend some time with the family the rest of the day, so she has like a little bit of time. So it doesn't have to be like one or the other, but it's nice, like if it's a different circumstance, like for Mike's circumstance, I totally get it, like all day long taking care of a kid, like somebody just needs a break. That's probably very accurate. And then on the other hand, when like, you know, if you have a wife that's working late hours outside of the house and she doesn't see your kids, or even if she works from home but is very busy and can't really give that attention, then maybe she wants just to have some time for herself to decompress and then have some time with the kids. But I do know, like for my wife, even though she loves her mom and wants to spend time with her and stuff like that, that she also wants to make sure that, like, she won't say it, and I know it, like, she wants to make sure that, like, you know, she takes care of her mom too and all that stuff, my mom, because, like, it's about, you know, we're her kids, you know. But it's nice that we try to carve out part of the day where we bid them adieu, and then we celebrate my wife, because she needs that time too. And I get, like, my parents and my wife's parents probably want to see, like, our kids too, and it's cute, it's fun for them. But you have to, like, have part of the day where everyone should understand this is now time for my wife. My wife gets her time now, you know?
Yeah. I think that's a good point, Mike, because I think it's hard, you know, for your parents as not sort of to like relinquish control, but just to like give up, half of them amount of time, because, you know, now we have as children created our own families with our own wives. So, you know, they want to celebrate themselves as, I mean, we want to celebrate them. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right. Of course.
As being mothers. So, you know, it's, and I think that's what's the stressful part. It's like, how do you divvy up the day so that everybody feels celebrated and appreciated in some way without, you know, hurting anybody's feelings?
It's hard. I don't think there's always like a perfect answer for that. But I will say that like something that maybe helped us out and maybe would help out some people that are listening. I think it makes sense. I think, Mike, you alluded to this as well. Is like, you didn't allude to it, as you basically said it, was like the idea that like maybe before that day comes, like, a couple weeks before, whatever, you should talk to your partner and say like, okay, if you had to choose, would you prefer that you have like the earlier part of the day with just you and the kids, and then we see like parents and stuff in the other half of the day? Or would you rather we try to like get that out of the way first, and then you have your part of the day in the afternoon? So I think that's hard, right. But I ultimately think, because like Mother's Day, I don't think there's ever, with Juneteenth, I don't think it ever works out on that's like Father's Day. I don't think it would ever really work out where Mother's Day would have like a Monday off for the most part. So I think like for our family, it usually feels better in a sense to have the earlier part of the day with my wife having time with just the kids and us and me, instead of the flip side. Because sometimes like when you finally get to dinner and stuff, everyone's kind of exhausted at that point. So kind of like just, maybe like you see parents and you go meet them for dinner or whatever else. They come to the house first and you go out for dinner, because like, or you bring food in. Sometimes that's nice, because then when they leave, then everyone can kind of get ready for school and all that good stuff and start to get ready for the week. Because otherwise you really feel like you can't really decompress and stuff. But that's just us. That's kind of how we feel.
Yeah. I mean, to speak to that, it kind of stinks that it is on a Sunday, because you have so many things to do on a Sunday, like to prep for your week. And then it's like, you know, you're spending the whole day kind of hanging out with your mothers and trying to do everything. And then you gotta, like I said, again, stressful. Like that Saturday, I'm like, okay, I gotta get my errands done. I gotta get all this done, because, and make sure prep everything basically for the day. And then, you know, come the day, then you're exhausted because you're running around. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's all part of the experience, as I like to say.
I mean, I don't know, baby. What experience sounds stressful on your part? I feel like we've done a thing where we had like a big like breakfast thing like that, you know, like the house. And then we like it turned into like Quiche Fest 2020, you know, because we were like, it was crazy. We were going to the store. We was making like, I'm making all these things, making like, get the salad and the arugula and the quiche and the what were we making? We were making blintzes. We were making like French toast casserole. I don't know. There was so many carbs, but we were making all this stuff. And it was like, we would do that. And then like the cleanup was crazy. And then like when you did something like that, having all the moms over, then like, I mean, what do you do? Kick them out? Like it's time to go now. Here we packed up some stuff for you. Get out. No, but I mean, like, you don't really know when the beginning and it ends. So that's why, just in general, I think like we still do enjoy seeing, you know, the grandparents and stuff. But I think it feels better, maybe for us at least, to do that the second part. But maybe we could talk just a little bit about some of the things of like, oh, you know what I want to ask you before we talk about? I do want to talk about like how do you make it special and a couple like gifts and ideas and mornings and stuff. But something we should bring up is like, what do you do? Because you have siblings, right? And I know that my sister, hello, son. My sister is in Florida. I'll explain that at some point, but I'm not going to right now. So my sister's in Florida. And we don't usually have to kind of like combine efforts like on those days, because unless she's like visiting. So, you know, we'll just hop on like, you know, we'll hop on FaceTime or, you know, Facebook Messenger video, whatever I'm saying. I sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, but we do like the video thing. But when my sister-in-law, sometimes she's involved too, because, you know, obviously, you know, it's my wife's sister. So she's in New Jersey, which makes it a little bit more complicated, but sometimes she'll come out. Sometimes, for the most part, she doesn't come out, because she wants the day to be more about her and her, you know, her intermediate family, which is, you know, whatever, it's all good, whatever you want to do. So sometimes when we do more combined efforts, sometimes she'll want to do like a different weekend. And I guess some parents, you know, some people will do that. Or maybe some parents will decide like, why don't we do like, either like Saturday, we could just do the Mother's Day thing for us, And then the Sunday we could do stuff like with, you know, our parents and stuff like that. But whatever it is, sometimes you could split it that way. Do you ever feel like you try to get like, do you ever have like your brothers involved or your brother-in-law, or like, does it get bigger in some senses, or does that usually not work? Or what do you, how do you navigate that?
So that's actually a great, great question, because I have two other brothers, and, you know, usually I'll call them up and be like, hey, you know, I got mom for,
hey,
what's up, bro? I got mom for breakfast this year. Is that cool? What do you got going on? You know? So we kind of coordinate like, hey, you know, I'll take mom for breakfast. You take her in the lunch out for lunch. And, you know, the other one will take her out for dinner. So that way she kind of sees us all throughout the day. We also try to make sure, you know, now my mom's a widow. You know, my dad passed away a couple years ago. So we want to make sure that she's taken care of and she has somewhere to go, you know. And then we all usually try to get, as Mike just reminded me, we all try to make sure we get her a nice gift, you know, whether it's taking her out as the gift or we get her an actual, you know, material gift.
Sometimes it's better when it's split up and you just get your own, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we do our best and try to make sure she's not alone. And, you know, we'll, like you just said, we'll either do our own gift or we'll kind of split it and kind of get her a combined gift, you know?
And I think I jokingly say with Mike, but I think it's reasonable to like, I'm not saying specifically his family, but like in general, I think if you're going to go in on something, I think it's fairly reasonable to talk to your siblings, talk to your, you know, your brother-in-law, sister-in-law, whatever it's going to be. And talk about what you're comfortable in spending, right? Because sometimes some people have like an idea in their head they want to spend a lot or a little, and you want to feel like when those numbers don't jive, the best thing you could do is say, you know what? I have an idea. Why don't you get her something that you want to get, you're comfortable with, and we'll get her something that we want to get, and that'll be just fine, because it's not worth getting into an argument about. You know, sometimes we felt like there's been some disparity with like, what are we, you know, how much are we going to spend? What are we going to get? You know, do we buy the Amazon gift card that we give them, then they give back to us, so we give back to them?
Then we re-gift? Yeah.
So something, a couple quick things just to kind of make it special, and also we're going to talk about the article this week in that way as well. But we've had a couple fun things that we've done over the years, and maybe Mike could speak to a couple of these. We talked about like the necklace thing. One thing we had that was a lot of fun, I think it would be fun to do this again at some point, I ended up getting a really big canvas from Michaels or AC Moore, whatever it was at the time. And what we did was Rachel and Ethan and Jacob and I, this was before Noah, we made this humongous, ridiculous painting. Everybody just painted kind of whatever they wanted. And it became like a little bit of a family like painting, and it was ridiculous. And it was a lot of fun. And I would think it'd be fun to do that again. We had a lot of fun with that. And it was just something cute you could hang up. Something fun you could put on the walls. Like, look, if you don't take your life as seriously in some ways, it's okay to put a ridiculous painting on the wall, you know, get some colors, get some stuff going, and everybody kind of does their own thing. And we had a lot of fun with that.
I may steal that from you. That's a good idea.
I mean, you know what? Like, maybe it'd be fun maybe to do again this year now that we have Noah, because now it feels like almost like, well, he wasn't part of it, so we need to do it again, you know. Something else, my wife has like a favorite breakfast. She loves Eggs Benedict, so I tried to make that one year. Mike, when we did Food and Fury, nice. emulsions did not work for you, so don't go that way.
I hate emulsions,
but but that was fun. Is that some good recipes and stuff we found? Another thing that we loved was I don't remember how this started. Maybe it was like my wife loved getting beignets or donuts at like this, it sounds really random, but this is Mexican place that we'd go to that would have like chocolate beignets and stuff, or like a dipping sauce. And so we tried to make beignets one year, and Ethan would help out with the powdered sugar, and he was like dunking it on. We made like a bunch of them, and that was kind of fun. And then another year we made I made silly shirts. I made like a little symbol for each of them. So like, you know, like little spirit animals, whatever they were. So Noah got a Pete the cat. Ethan got a chicken because he kept running around saying chicken. We don't know why. Jacob got an axolotl. And then my wife, I made one that said proud mom with a heart. And she had all the symbols in her shirt. And then the kids wore their little symbols that day. So it's kind of cute. Is it random? Of course it's random, but it's fun. So I think it's fun to make like little things or little events. Or I feel like for me, and I feel like you're such a sentimental dude, I think this speaks to you as well. I think it really maybe is helpful in your phone. Sometimes maybe make like a little notes app on your phone. And then what you could do is whenever like there's an idea for a gift or something comes to you that comes up throughout the year or something that comes to mind, you just add it to that notes app. And then when you get to like a holiday like this, then you're like, oh, I got some options here. Otherwise, you mess up like I do some other times. And then your wife's like, these are the things I want. I'm not telling you again. If you want to order them, this is, you know, so like, you know, but it helps sometimes. And it obviously gets harder as you have more kids and it gets busier. But that's just something we think about. Mike, are there any random little projects or gifts or things that you could think of or that you've done or you know?
Let me tell you, you just reminded me, there was one time where I had purchased a gift already. And then, like, I want to say maybe a week. I purchased it like 2 or maybe 3 weeks before Mother's Day. And then, like, a week before Mother's Day, Taylor comes up to me and is like, oh, you know, Mother's Day is coming up and I really want this thing. And I'm like, oh, sure.
It's not here.
You know? So I'm like, oh, so I had to return the thing and get what she wanted. But, you know, yeah, I've done some pretty cool stuff for Mother's Day as well. I think one of my favorite things that I did was I actually sent my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife with my children to a photo shoot for the three of them.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it was really cool. So they like spent the morning and they did like a whole photo shoot thing. And then like me and Taylor were able to spend the rest of the day and hang out. And it was actually really, really cool. And I was actually thinking of doing it again because I think it's, you know, time to refresh the pictures because, you know, Hayden's like a little newborn. But yeah, mm-hmm. So it was definitely cool. I really liked it.
That's a cool idea. I never thought about that because we used to do that. You know, the baby pictures. We go to like, you know, they're not. I don't even know they're there anymore because Bed Bath & Beyond shut down. Or Babies and Friends, whatever it was called. Yeah. whatever the baby version of Bed Bath & Beyond. I can't. My brain's broken at this point. I don't remember. But the we used to go to the photo people that were in there. So you know, that's a great idea. Maybe we should think about that again. We'll put that in the old. Yeah, app. I'm gonna put that in my Apple Notes app as a possibility.
Definitely. It wasn't too expensive, and then you can turn the picture into a canvas and give it to all three mothers. You know,
you're a genius. Oh, sentimental. Exactly. We've made like coasters. Exactly. We made mouse pads. This is more like Father's Day, like silly stuff for the grandparents. But yeah, no, that's a great idea. Mike, wasn't there like an article or something this week that you found that had like some different ideas or like things you could do?
Of course.
Sentimental stalling.
And who best to give us the ideas than Martha Stewart herself? So Martha Stewart,
and she's got street cred too. So you know.
Has the 5 best ways to make Mother's Day special for a first-time mom. Check that out, huh? Numero uno, get her plenty of time to relax. Give her enough time to relax. So make sure you get enough time for her to chill.
All right, so far so good. That's 1 out of 5. We're doing all right. Next one, go.
Number 2, arrange a beautiful brunch. Oh, I think you've spoke to this about kind of, oh, well, you know,
okay, breakfast. Listen, Martha Stewart, who am I to question your motives? Brunch is incredibly dangerous, though, because I'm not, don't take this the wrong way. Some of you want to spend all the time in the world with your mother and your mother-in-law and your wife, and then you want to get those laser beams at the end of the day. Hey, you didn't have time for your wife. Brunch is dangerous territory because brunch is somewhere in the middle, leaning towards lunch. There's no clear end of time there. So EOT, got to make sure you plan that out at the beginning. True. So Martha Stewart, I'm not sure about number 2. All right, number 3, let's go.
You know, you're not sure about number 2, and I'm not sure about number 3 because it says pick a symbolic bouquet of flowers. And yes, flowers is like the staple for Mother's Day, but not all mothers like flowers, you know? I don't know.
Sometimes my wife just like one specific type of flower. You go to Trader Joe's. But I will say there is something nice to not have to ask for flowers and then showing up with them, whether it's a little small. Sometimes my wife likes a little plant instead of having like actual flowers that will be dying in a week. You know, sometimes like a little plant would be nice too.
Yeah.
But I like that. Okay, Martha Stewart, you're back on course.
Number 4, it says give her a custom card. Now, I kind of like this one because now that my kids are can write and actually put things together, you know, I think when they come up with their own words to tell their mother how will they feel about her, I think that hits big. You know, sentimental side, custom cards from your children, you can't go wrong with that. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's right. Because, like, the thing is like, if you just buy a card from the store and you sign it, like I mean, the shoebox cards are great. They're all funny. LOL. Great. But like, the point of giving someone a card is to express the way you're feeling and your emotion, not just because they should know who gave you the gift. I think that I agree with you. And I think like, not only having your kids make the card, I feel like even like, I know it seems so silly, but sometimes like I'll just try to make like a joke for my wife, like something on the outside of the card. She opens it up. It's like a gag. But then like I'll write something to her. And I think there's something nice about, you know, we try to write like some, we try to write a letter to the other person, like a letter of appreciation for them. That's pretty much what it comes down to. I know you make every other guy look terrible because you write these like novellas on Facebook and you're a great writer and it's really sweet. And I'm like, I'm sorry, just got this here, you know. But but I think that's what you should be doing. You should be like, right, how you appreciate them and say it. You know, I think that goes a long way. I don't know if Martha Stewart told us that, but we're telling her that. All right, Martha Stewart. All right, what do you got for number five, baby?
And number five, number five, I like number five too. And it says capture the moment. And I agree with Martha Stewart on this one because I myself capture, like when we go do family things, I try to capture the moment and like I'll capture like maybe seconds of different moments within that moment. And then I'll put all those seconds together in a video and I'll make my own little private YouTube channel so that we could always go back to those videos and watch them over and over again. And not specifically for Mother's Day, just in general, but I think I'm going to start doing it for Mother's Day. What about you?
I like that. So I tell you what, I think we should hear from our listeners. So I think one thing is the question this week is, how do you make Mother's Day special? What is something small that you do that has a big impact? So we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to answer this question or comments for the show, one, you can leave a message on Hey the Parents voicemail line at 559-LAY-KIDS, or if you want to hear the full phone number, but not the show notes, it's 559-537-5437. Two, you can email the show at heytheparents@gmail.com. Or you can join us on social media at Hey the Parents. So we're back for this part of the show. We call it Time to Unplug. It's where we talk about things that are going to go on outside of the children. Sometimes it's something we can do for ourselves with our spouses. It gives us a chance to decompress because you know what? You'll be a better we if you take care of me. So listen, I think it is irresponsible for us not to acknowledge that May the 4th is Star Wars Day. And my dear good friend, Mike Levine over here,
fan that you bring us in.
He likes Star Wars. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not sure if you realize about him, but So Mike Levine, in honor of May the 4th, what do you got?
Dude, this, like you just said, this past weekend was the 4th, and you know, Monday's Revenge of the Sith. Revenge of the 6th. And
Revenge of the 5th, right?
For this, this Saturday, the way I celebrated May the 4th was I watched this new series called Tales of the Empire. It just came out on Disney Plus, and it spoke to a lot of it filled in the gaps of a lot of characters that Disney has put out there. And I think, you know, if you're a Star Wars fan or, you know, just to have a basic understanding, the new movies left a lot of gaps and untold things that when they came out. And as fans, we've been trying to fill in those gaps and trying to figure out where it all fits. And this new and Dave Filoni.
Fanfic.
Yeah, exactly. And Dave Filoni, who's like, you know, pretty much in charge of the Star Wars from now on, he's been creating all these shows. And I just loved watching this 6-part short series because it filled in a lot of gaps, like I said, for a lot of characters. And, you know, if you're a Star Wars or you're even interested in Star Wars, it's still a really cool animated show to check out. So I definitely recommend it, you know.
Oh, I dig it.
What about you? What about you, Mike? What do you got going on this week?
All right. So listen, I normally do. The parenting unplug, time unplug is usually without kids, but this week was a little different. This week was originally. OK, so my wife happened to stumble across a thing that I stumbled across from, you know, we do that on the show. We do campaign. We do another podcast about Dungeons & Dragons. We play it. It's ridiculous. So one of the things that because like D&D has been kind of new for us, my son kind of got into it. My middle guy, Ethan, there's this new show on Broadway or off Broadway, whatever you want to call it, called Dungeons and Dragons at 20-Sided Tavern. So randomly, it's going from like previews into like full spun, like, you know, Broadway show now. So like the end of like the previews. So I was like texting you guys. So I said, I'm going to go to this because anybody free. It was like last minute. Nobody really can make it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going with Ethan. That's what I'm going to do. So Ethan, so I bought tickets. I surprised Ethan and we went to this thing and it was ridiculous. It was awesome.
Dude.
So in the city, New York, they're probably going to expand this at some point, but right now it's New York. And what it is you basically show up. And you go inside and it sets place in this big tavern environment and they give you like a playbill and inside the playbill is a sticker and a QR code. So you get inside, you grab your seat, you look at your sticker. In this case, Ethan and I had to share because he doesn't have a phone. He's young. So we use my phone and you scan the QR code and then you tell them what sticker you have or and what your sticker is or what your class is. Either you're a wizard, you're a warrior, or you're like a trickster, they call it. And then for the rest of the show, you're like making decisions on your phone by clicking on like different things and that impacts the story. So besides like screaming out from the audience, like as if you were watching like Whose Line Is It Anyway, of like, you know, decisions they should make or names of characters, they also have things where like, what should be the role of the character? Choose from these three, or like, should the character go left or should the character go right? Should they go inside of the castle? Should they go to the swamp? Should they go? So you click on a thing and it shows it on the screen. They show like the live voting going on and then it impacts
That's
it.
Cool.
It's really funny. Yeah, it was really wild. Oh my it was God. Definitely like, I don't think you had to really know that much about Dungeons and Dragons to like enjoy it because like it was ridiculous. But I will say that like it is improv. So like I'm sure there's some degree that every show is probably similar in most ways. But like every show is a little bit different because of the decisions you make and the characters you choose and the different actors that play the parts. But we had such a great time. I looked over. He was smiling. He was so happy. I was having a good time. We were geeking
awesome.
Out. We were genuinely having a great time together. You know, we had like, they had like little silly, you know, props and stuff. They had like that thing where it's called a mimic. It's like a treasure chest that has like teeth and a tongue on it as like a prop. Ethan pretended to take a picture with his head inside of it. You know, he picked up like a humongous die. We took pictures. I got the kid like the biggest Starbucks vanilla frappuccino I could find because that thing doesn't have caffeine in it. We had a great time. We drove back. He had so much fun. He passed out the car on the way home. We had such a great time, but it was fun.
That's cool, man.
I implore you, you know, sometimes as a parent, sometimes it's fun just to take one of your kids if you have more than, you know, multiple kids and just make a special day all about them because we had a great time together and it's fun to just dig into his hobby and my hobby and, you know, our hobby, and we had a great time. So that was something that I love doing, and I think I shall do that again, and maybe we'll all go with our D&D group, you know, just to go together and have some fun because I think it would be a lot of fun. But I think we're just about out of time on this episode on the Mother's Day, the sentimental. So as we pass the sentimental gifts across the table, we try to listen to our wives or our spouses or our significant others and what they want, and we take a special moment to listen to 4 out of 5 Martha Stewart recommendations to make a Mother's Day that is special at home. So I take a special moment to thank our listeners and supporters donating to the show. If you want to help support the show so we can keep making shows just like this one, we have a link to donate in the show notes. If you don't have the means to do so, we hope that you can tell your friends and family about our podcast so we can reach more listeners, or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We can't wait to explore this parenting thing again with you next week. And hey, the parents, because the three of us and all of you, don't forget to hug your kids and charge your Chromebooks. That's new for me, for Mike, and for Sarah. We will see you next time. And Sarah, we hope you have a special Mother's Day. All right, Mike.
Yes, Sarah.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, the Parents is produced by Mike Levine, Sarah Deserbeans, and me, Michael Height. I edit and mix our show. Our intro voice recording was done by the one and only Coltrane. If you like our show, we hope you'll consider going to the show notes to help support the podcast. Find us online on Instagram and Blue Sky at Hey the Parents, or send us an email at heytheparents@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.